Steve Dale, what's up?
Yes, Mr. Landecker. It is always good to talk to you. In fact, I'm talking to you. I'm in Nashville, Tennessee, in a hotel room.
I'm not surprised. Are you ever in Chicago anymore, or are you just on world tour of, what is it, United Airlines you fly? Are you on a world tour of the United Airlines, what do you call those lounges there in the airport?
United Clubs.
Oh, United Clubs, that's right.
And I'm a member of the club.
I know you are, because I've seen some fine food that you post pictures of. So, I'm sorry.
I think that's important. Well, so I'm here at a veterinary leadership meeting that I've been attending for, I don't know, well over a decade.
Wow.
But when I heard you wanted to talk to me, I said, of course.
Of course.
One of the topics that you want to talk about, I feel very strongly about. But since you started off in a very scary way, well, I can, and I'm happy to talk about Halloween.
Good. Let's start there. So,
well, the doorbell rings and rings because you've got Alphaba or the K-pop demon hunters. I'm told they're among the hottest costumes.
Yeah, that's what I heard too. Uh-huh.
So they're ringing the doorbell. And, you know, well, some pets are certainly social butterflies and want to meet anyone. Lots of dogs and some cats want to meet anyone who comes to the door. Mm-hmm. And I'm concerned about that too, which I'll talk about in a second. Most pets are not. They get kind of worried about it. They get anxious. So what are some things that you can do, you wonder? You wonder, don't you?
I do.
One thing you could do is just put because often it's not only the people coming to the door, it's the doorbell itself. So you could put a sign and a note over the doorbell so people cannot ring it that says, please knock on the door.
Well, that would set my dog off, knocking on the door.
I understand, and that's only the beginning. So for some pets, some of the time, that can be helpful. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of pheromone products. Now, pheromones are natural chemicals which pets communicate with one another of their own species. They're species specific all the time. So when you see ants, follow ants down the block and around the corner, how do they know where to go? It's those pheromones that they leave. Or when bees discover, I've got pollen over there, and then they come and do that dance back to all the other bees. What they're doing is also depositing pheromones that describe where that pollen is. When you see big tigers back up to a tree and they let loose on the tree, they urinate on the tree. What they're doing is they're saying, this is the extent of my territory, and they're communicating in pheromones.
You know, speaking of pheromones, yes, Mr. Landecker, you raised your hand. So, not the dog I have now, but a dog I had previously, very skittish, very high strung. And I forget who recommended pheromones to me, but it was somebody in the business, either a vet or somebody who runs the pet store that I go to, which is a great pet store. And you plugged it in. You like plugged it in the, you know, like a socket. And apparently, I mean, I don't smell anything. I don't see anything, but it was allegedly expelling pheromones into the air that would calm my dog. And maybe it did, but it didn't calm my dog. Just want to throw that in there.
Well, you know what? It depends on the extent of the fear. So a pheromone product can be absolutely helpful when you have mild anxiety. If your pet is actually suffering a panic attack or is terribly afraid of something, anything, a pheromone product can be an adjunct. It's certainly not going to do any harm, but it's really not going to do the trick. However, for that one day the trick-or-treaters come over, if we're talking about mild anxiety, a pheromone will perhaps do the trick. The pheromone product you talk about that was plugged into the wall was old technology at this point. So a new product has come out, one for cats called Secure Cat. The other for dogs called Secure Dog. And for the first time, there's pheromone for rabbits, too, called Secure Bunny. The Secure Cat and Dog pheromone.
Wait a minute. Isn't Secure Bunny performing at the Super Bowl during halftime? Oh, no, that's somebody else. Never mind.
The only way Secure Bunny can perform at the Super Bowl is if Secure Bunny gets some pheromone before Secure Bunny performs at the Super Bowl.
Right.
And we'll see. Yeah. So these pheromone products really do the trick and can do the trick. And what I was saying is that imagine a glass vial, and I don't know what they're called, but women, I shouldn't say that, people, mm-hmm. I think mostly women, kind of want the room to smell nice, and they have these glass things, and they put sticks in them, and it diffuses the odor. This is the same idea now. So there's pure pheromone. There's no alcohol, which those plug-ins did. They also could heat up pretty hot, and this is significantly a better value price-wise. But what's most important, it's better technology. You're getting more pheromone per square foot, if you will, that is actually diffused into the environment. So this is one way in which for a lot of pets, and just pets that are kind of like generally anxious, or you're going to leave town in a couple days, and the suitcase comes out, and some pets then, oh my gosh, oh my goodness, what's happening? The world is ending. So for those kind of like anxieties that are not panic attacks. So for thunderstorm anxiety, it is an important adjunct, but it's not going to do the trick. For separation anxiety, same thing. But for something like this, it really can help. But there's other things we want to do too. So one is to just simply move the pet into another room, a second bedroom, a basement, a den, whatever it is. Put on a certain talk radio station, especially a certain person. And you know, that background noise of talk radio or television can really help, actually, because they're not hearing all the commotion outside as much. Also, distract with a variety of toys, including toys you can stuff food in and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Now, the part of the problem are for, and one more thing I want to bring up, and that's CBD. So CBD is like the Wild West out there, because you've got CBD products that actually do nothing and probably have very little CBD in them because there's no regulation. They're imported from China, some of the stuff, or other countries, and some of the stuff they have in them we would not want our pets to have. Again, it's because there's, and studies have been done about all this. There's one product, and only one as far as I know, that is really veterinary approved and also comes from the United States. It's called Elevet. And CBD, and your veterinarian will know, but you can get this product. It's available without a prescription. And the same for pheromone products, by the way. But Elevet CBD products, again, it's a way to minimize that anxiety. Again, if a pet is having a pure panic attack, we want something stronger. But for mild anxiety, whatever that means, these products really, really do truly help. But I'm also concerned about the dogs that are, or cats, that are really social and want to see all those trick-or-treaters. Do you want me to tell you about that now or after the commercials?
Let's take a little break, and then we all want to hear it. But besides that, I mean, we should, obviously, maybe people have already realized this, and maybe even before we started. Yeah, we're using Halloween, and the things that happen on Halloween is the reason behind all of this talk, but it applies to literally every single day of the year if you have a skittish dog. Thank you, John. We'll be back on 720 WGN.
Thank you, John.
So, Steve, are you there? Where'd Steve go?
John, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Was wondering what happened there for a moment. Maybe you were... do you want to plug your...
By a bat. I don't know.
Why don't you plug your podcast now so we make sure we got it in before time runs out.
Oh, that's nice
of
you. Thank you.
Yeah, certainly.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate that. So So in addition to the pet stuff that I do for WGN Radio and a Sunday afternoon show where I interview anyone and everyone, I now also do a podcast called Booth 46 from Pettirino's Restaurant, the classic restaurant. And you remember the days when Jack Brickhouse and Irv Kupcinet would have the lively art of conversation at the pump room at booth number one.
And oh, yeah.
They would interview, like, they'd have, they'd have this guy John Landecker on. Were you ever on with Kup?
No, I was what? With Kup on his, no, I was never on with Kup.
I'm so surprised.
No. Why? I was 10 years old then. No, I'm kidding. No, I was, I knew Kup and talked to him if I saw him, but no, I was never on The Lively Art of Conversation. No, not me. Well, I was a rock and roll disc jockey then. They didn't think I could even talk.
Well, maybe you'll come on with me to talk at booth 46. But
sure.
What they would do is have someone like Frank Sinatra on, who
right.
would also be on with
yep.
with Jerome Holtzman, the sports writer, who
yes.
would be on with some actress in town, Elizabeth
sure.
Ashley, in a play or whatever.
Yeah,
and you'd have this weird group of, you know, that didn't seem to go together, but they always managed to make it work. And I thought of that idea when Pettirino said, you know, we'd like to do something like a podcast, and we are doing a podcast. So it drops, as they say, twice a month. The one that is out right now is all about the Chicago Film Festival. And it's fascinating to me. We talk to these independent movie producers, and imagine raising the money to make a movie. I mean, that can't be easy. How
nope.
do they do? Yeah. So
no,
we talked about how we talked about how they do that. And we also talked, one of the filmmakers is perhaps going to be an Academy Award nominee for foreign film. He's from the Netherlands. And I said, you know what? I think if you're up there, if you get nominated, if you win, you do need to mention Booth 46, heard at WGNRadio.com. And he just rolled his eyes. But anyway, he might. But we have these fun conversations. That's what it's all about. Uh-huh. And you can find that wherever you hear your podcast, Booth 46, or, as I said, at WGNRadio.com. And, John, when you come over to do the podcast, I can assure you, you will have something to drink of your choice and the best peppermint ice cream you've ever had. Actually, this place has really good Italian food, Pettirino's.
Oh, yeah. I know. I've been there.
Yeah. So, all right. But thank you for that. I was talking about Halloween, and I was talking about the dogs and cats that actually love
yes.
to greet people at the door. And why the heck would I be concerned about that? It's because so many dogs and cats get out at Halloween. So that's another reason.
Yeah.
First of all, definitely put identification if they're not already ID'd. But that's another reason to keep them in another part of the house. So the dogs that are, or cats that are afraid, but also those that aren't, because I'm worried when that door opens very quickly as you drop raisins, isn't that boring, into the bucket of the people that come, or can be, the dog just slips out or the cat slips out. And that actually happens a lot. And of course, that's something that I don't like.
Yes. And I believe, if people were at my door and my dog was there, she'd be out that door in a nanosecond because she loves to run free. Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. So
yeah.
I understand that you also heard about a proposal that may be moving through the Illinois House. And
are we talking about declawing, cat declawing?
Yeah.
You got a couple of minutes. Tell us about it.
Well, a declaw, first of all, and I can come back and talk further about this. I actually, for a time, spoke at veterinary conferences about this with a veterinarian who's expert in pain, and I feel very strongly about this. So if you bend your finger, not that finger, don't do that, at the last knuckle, it's that's where they cut off. So they actually cut off. It's not like clipping your nails. It's an amputation. So for starters, we have to understand what declaw is. How can an amputation not be painful, especially one that's unnecessary? So they do that. And the cats do get pain medication afterwards. The questions are, first of all, why the hell do we need to do that in the first place? I don't think we do. We know a lot today about behavior modification and how to train cats to scratch in places we want them to scratch. I mentioned pheromones before. It's natural for cats to scratch, even if they don't have claws. They go through the process because they fundamentally need to deposit those pheromones. It's something the cats actually are born. They're hardwired to do that. Next, we know from multiple studies today, and I do mean multiple studies done around the world, that declaw has its long-term impacts. I'm talking about suffering pain. So even if the pain is addressed right after the surgery, as I hope it would be for sure, later in life they are going to have problems. That is almost guaranteed. And a variety of studies, as I said, have demonstrated that. So do we want our cats to be in terminal pain? Now, to some extent, we can, of course not. We could treat that pain. Also, their gait is changed. And, you know, if you think about it, if you hurt yourself and you walk a certain way and you do that over time, you're going to be walking that way for a very long time to come, which causes other problems.
Yeah,
so it causes a multiple of issues, including their cortisol to go up, which can cause diabetes in cats. So we just, and I can go on about this. There are so many reasons why I absolutely support a law at this point to prevent declaw of cats, which is almost always unnecessary by our perspective. That's all. It's what we choose to do to cats. The cats would never vote for it.
No, I don't think they would. Steve, thank you so much for being on, and enjoy your conference and the United Health Club or whatever it is. And I'll be looking forward to more posts of whatever food they're serving there. Steve Dale, thank you for being with us. There he goes.
Happy Halloween.